Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached
my podcast. Today, I'm kind of wondering the concept of the fastest in-home Wi-Fi. Actually, there's a couple of concepts I want to really dive into, and my goal is to kind of, you know, do the best I can, but to get the information out there. First of all, the first concept is that of browser security. Everybody's always concerned. You know, you hear vulnerability, and then all of a sudden, you know, you patch. I have to patch my system. One of the reasons that many people have an issue with their computer is that they aren't patched. So the relevance of any one exploit is simply that it doesn't matter. That they haven't patched their computer in a year. Therefore, you know, it ultimately means who cares? You've got 50 exploits available for a hacker. Why does that one scare you? So the first thing is, you know, this concept of, you know, always use obscure browsers because that makes you safer. It actually doesn't. What you want to look for is you want to look for the browser that has the shortest zero-day vulnerability. A zero-day means that a white hat or a good hacker found a vulnerability and notified the company. In that notifying process, that starts the ticker, right? That starts the days. And the goal is how many days for them to get that vulnerability fixed. Microsoft with its Edge browser, Google with Chrome, they're between 30 and 45 days to fix. Some of the smaller browsers, the more obscure browsers, can be as many as 120 days for a fix. So the possibility exists that your exposure is much greater with a smaller browser. So you need to be very careful. And it doesn't matter what browser you use. That is not going to make you more secure or less secure on the internet in the end. It's how often do you patch your computer that is the critical piece of the puzzle. I patch my computer, you know, whenever there's a patch, I patch my computer. Whenever there's a chance, I patch my virus scanner, so on and so forth. Those become the drivers for your successful, secure environment. The other thing is that, you know, the reality is IT people get a bad rap frequently. And I know as a longtime IT person and IT architect that many people get, many people think IT is out to get them. The reality is, you know, IT and IT security, they're there to make the organization more successful. Their job is to deliver the IT services that actually make the company run. So based on that, and based on the fact that they're working on and trying to deliver services from an IT perspective or from a technology perspective, you know, they're not necessarily out there to do, you know, the easiest thing for you. They are out there to do the right thing for the company. So when you think about the company as an entity, it becomes critical to consider, you know, how do we make money, where do we make money, and also how secure are we? I had the opportunity in a previous life at a previous company to work on a kill chain. And basically what a kill chain is a security system. And you implement security systems with the intent of having defense in depth and a variety of ways to solve the problem. The joke being, you know, make the hacker guess right 6 times, not once. The probability is I can social engineer and get the answer to 1. I can social engineer and probably get the answer to 2, but I can't social engineer and get the answer to 6 questions or 6 problems or 6 ways of looking at the world. So the concept of defense in depth becomes very critical. And there are some IT shops that don't get hacked. You just don't see hackers posting on the Google homepage very often. You don't see hackers posting on the Microsoft homepage or the Apple homepage. It just doesn't happen very often. Their security teams are fast, they're efficient, and they're bloody good. Same with the Amazon. You know, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, IBM, they get attacked more than any individual does. So when they respond, they begin to understand, evaluate, and deliver proper security services. So when you hear the advertising around you, be careful, because frankly, the advertising isn't always true.